bring us back in. We are on select committees. Do we have any reports from any select committees? Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you. Rules and Ethics met for engrossment, and we are reporting bill number ONCA 1694. An act to provide an appropriation to the Language and Cultural Resources Division of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $4,201,585 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor Ron Shaw, co-sponsor Otto Hamilton. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Buffalo Head, and Edwards. ONCA 16107, an act to establish the Osage Nation Retained Revenue Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor Ron Shaw. Final committee action, due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Buffalo Head, and Edwards. ONCA 16111, an act to provide an appropriation to the limited liability company Blue Stem Ranch LLC in the amount of $1 million and to provide an alternate effective date. Sponsor Maria Whitehorn. Final committee action, due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Buffalo Head, and Edwards. ONCA 16115, an act to authorize and appropriate $358,304 for the payment of base pay and special adjustments in accordance with the Merit System of Employment to direct Human Resources Department to administer and direct the awards in accordance with the Merit System of Employment and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Shannon Edwards. Final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Buffalo Head, and Edwards. ONCA 16116, an act to authorize and appropriate $428,408 for the payment of performance recognition bonuses based on merit and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Shannon Edwards. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Buffalo Head, and Edwards. ONCR 1644, a resolution to support the submission of an Economic Development and Minerals Program grant application to the Department of Energy and Economic Development on behalf of the Osage Nation Minerals Council pursuant to Public Law 93-638. The sponsor is Alice Buffalo Head. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Buffalo Head, and Edwards. And ONCR 1645, a resolution to support the submission of a Tribal Energy Development Capacity Grant application to the Department of Energy and Economic Development on behalf of the Osage Nation Minerals Council pursuant to Public Law 93-638. The sponsor is Alice Buffalo Head. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Buffalo Head, and Edwards. Thank you.
Thank you. We're on now on third reading, bill number ONCA 1694. Congressman Shaw, you are the sponsor. How would you like to proceed?
All close.
Would anyone else like to speak for or against ONCA 1694? Congressman Edwards. You have 5 minutes.
Well, this is one of those bills that's gone from having the immersion program in education to now having the immersion program in this division. And one of the budgets listed as an entity at line 145 is a new immersion school. I would like to hear over the course of the discussion today whether 12 Congress members have agreed that we're starting what appears to be, based on what that says, a new immersion school. I understood that we have the immersion program that is infants, but this indicates that we're having an immersion school. And as I understand it, or what I heard about it, was that it was starting with kindergarten and then going to be first grade and then going to be second grade and then going to be third grade. And if I'm mistaken about this, then somebody let me know. But otherwise, that is a multi-million dollar investment, and I don't think that we gave it, based on the fact that I didn't see any support documentation for that, there was no one here to discuss the plan, et cetera, unless someone can enlighten me on how this immersion school works, how many teachers there are, how many students they anticipate, or has it already started? And if that's the case, how did it start without any authorization or appropriation of funds for that purpose? I'll be voting no unless someone can explain to me, and I'd appreciate that explanation. Thank you.
Anyone else to speak for or against ONCA 1694? Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Mr. Second Speaker. I'd like to talk a little bit about this immersion school. And I mean, I don't know how much it will cost, but I do know this much about immersion schools. Just about all the tribes, well, first of all, I worked at the language program for 7 years, so I know about how this immersion process works. It's designed for the youngest children because that's when they can, their brain can accept and absorb those languages. They say a young child can learn up to 3 languages. But that's what the other tribes are doing now. It seems like all these experts, linguists, psychologists, they're all working on this immersion process for the all Native American tribes, not just here. But that's a little explanation about it. I don't know exactly how the school can work, but I know it can start out small. It doesn't have to start out with millions of dollars. But I just wanted to let everybody know exactly what this immersion process really is.
Thank you. Anyone else for or against 1694? Sienna, Congressman Shaw.
Thank you, Mr. Second Speaker. Just wanted to mention a couple of points about it. There are some very important points already made by my colleagues here. One is just looking at large dollars and cents. Compared to the September 1st budget that was originally submitted and part of the original bill before the series of committee substitutes were introduced at the committee level and adopted, some underwent amendments subsequent to that. But the reduction or the adjustment from that budget to this current number is $340,000, about 7.5% reduction. The executive branch has told us that they will do the line item budgeting after they find out what appropriation amount they will get, much to our disappointment, because we still believe in the line item and still believe there shouldn't be such line item shifting, but our rules, and some of our laws have been held as unconstitutional, so we haven't been able to push that until we can get some better laws or better constitutional authority in place. But I wanted to mention that there has been a 7.5% reduction, and the majority of that revenue, $3.1 million out of the $4.2 requested, is tribal revenue. Thank you.
Thank you. Now the question is, shall bill number ONCA 1694 pass?
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supernova.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehead.
No.
Congresswoman Bethlehem.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
No.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Morris.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Second Speaker Hamilton.
Yes. ONCA 1694 passes. Next, alternate effective date. Any discussion in regards to alternate effective date? Seeing none, all in favor say yes.
Yes.
All those opposed? ONCA 694 is our first enrollment. Next, ONCA 16107, sponsored Congressman Shaw. How do you like to proceed?
I'll divide my time. ONCA 16107, an act to establish the Osage Nation Retained Revenue Fund, is an attempt to be able to identify and set aside unobligated funds, as defined in recent definitions bill, to set that, deposit that money aside in a fund that makes it a little more difficult to access for the Congress to be able to appropriate for various activities. Usually what we do, what I've seen since I've been here, is we appropriate down, as long as we have money in the bank, then we're good, is how I've seen the mindset. I don't really think we believe that that's okay, because we've been as low as $100,000 in the bank, depending on the flux and what happens with various bills and appropriations. We've been ill-suited to be able to respond to any kind of fiscal emergency without having to request an extra distribution. We've had no money saved up other than what's in the permanent fund, which is restricted only for direct services. If we have a major expense or have a interruption in our cash distribution because of a dip in production at the casino, we don't have a reserve with which to respond to that. Not much of a reserve when all we're doing is it's almost like going paycheck to paycheck with that type of mindset. And I really don't think anyone thinks that's okay. That's just kind of the practice that I've seen, because we have 12 people. We all have our own projects that we believe in, and that's what it leaves us with when we all indulge our projects and that of our colleagues. This retained revenue fund is a separate account to which it's proposed that the unobligated funds, previously referred to as tribal carryover funds, will be deposited to, and would require a supermajority to be able to appropriate from, which means it would require 8 votes instead of the typical 7 or simple majority. So it's a little harder, not impossible. It's not 9 votes as for a veto override. It's a little harder to be able to make that money accessible, to try to ensure that it'll stay available for emergencies or urgencies or unexpected fiscal situations that confront us. In the past, that money used to become available in the spring, even before the HUNCA session. Now we don't really get that amount from the treasurer. At this time, we got it in mid-July. The treasurer has decided that the past treasurer has decided that she did not feel comfortable reporting that out until the audit was complete. And as you may remember, the audit ran a little late, so we got that number reported to us a little late. This year, as you may recall, it was right at $2.9 million. The definition changed, or the new definition for carryover funds from the previous fiscal year that were not expended is unobligated funds. That's why I made the amendments to replace older language with our updated unobligated funds. Also, during the committee process, as we discussed the usefulness of this for the Congress and the future and for the nation, it was initially placed at 50% or $1 million, whichever was larger. After some discussion with my colleagues at the committee level, there was an amendment voted on and passed by the committee to make that 100%. And behind that, it was an aggressive commitment to put aside some money that we have to address urgencies or special needs. Sometimes these confront us and we don't have time to go looking for money or yet go to the gaming board for one more advance or an extra distribution. My understanding is that's still possible for us, that technically wasn't in the loan documents, is what I heard the other day, but I think I'd like to have some money saved up, wouldn't you, that we could go to and try to accumulate that fund that's not locked down specifically for a particular service, but its main protection is it's set aside in a separate fund and requires a supermajority for an appropriation out of it. So I'd like you to consider this. One point I made during the committee meeting is if you talk to financial experts, they tell you personally you should set aside 3 to 6 months of your expenses for your own reasons, because personally, you could get ill, lose a job, have some other reason that you may need to rely on your savings to get you through until your cash flow is resumed. This is somewhat similar. We won't have that money in that much money into the first year, but I'd like to think that we are wise enough to set some money aside so that we can keep this nation whole and not be totally down to $100,000 of unencumbered money in the treasury. So I urge you to support this and vote yes for this retained revenue fund. Thank you.
Anyone else to speak for or against ONCA 16107? Seeing none? Like to close?
I'll wait my time.
Question is, shall bill number ONCA 16107 pass?
Congressman Supernov?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Bufflehead?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Norris?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congressman Shaw?
Yes.
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Yes. Bill passes. Next, alternate effective date. Any discussion in regards to the alternate effective date? Seeing none? All in favor of the alternate effective date? Please signify by saying yes.
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 Opposed? Alternate effective date passes. Bill number 1CA 6107 is referred to enrollment. Next, bill number ONCA 16111. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. Congresswoman Whitehorn, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Anyone else to speak for or against ONCA 16111? Congresswoman Edwards.
I call this bill the response to the catch me if you can attitude that is prevailing in our nation these days. We, the Congress, were told that the administration of our nation is going to lease the Bluestem Ranch. Now, I've seen an opinion by an attorney who happens to be the principal chief that says the chief doesn't have the authority to do that. And yet, here we are. Now, to my way of thinking, we make it very clear in law that that's not how our system is going to work with respect to land owned by the nation. We're going to have a different kind of procedure. And it's not going to be that the chief just decides to go lease land one day. You've heard me complaining about this since the time that there was this, what I call a creative lease that was signed so that there could be gaming on the Pawhuska Indian Village land. And I've said, how does the chief just decide to go lease the Pawhuska Indian Village without something more than just, I think I'll do that. And I would submit to you that that's what's going on here. I just think I'll go lease the Bluestem Ranch. So, as a result, here's $1 million that's going to the Bluestem Ranch LLC. I sincerely hope that we don't play this game where the Bluestem Ranch has to go submit a proposal to lease the ranch, because as you know from yesterday, the whole purpose of creating the Bluestem Ranch Board was for them to manage that land. And there was never a discussion that you're going to need $1 million to go pay to the nation to lease land to manage land. I think it's just crazy. Be that as it may, it's $1 million more appropriation to the Bluestem LLC. I hope it doesn't turn around and come right back into the nation. I hope it's used for the economic development that we were promised at the time that the ranch was purchased. So, hoping that it goes for another purpose, I will support this.
Anyone else in regards to ONCA 16111? Congressman Walker.
Well, I fully support the board, but, and I was looking forward to voting for this bill until we amended it earlier and took the language out that the $1 million would come out of the $2 million that we have set aside in the Economic Development Fund. Now the bill reads that there's $1 million going to come out of the general fund in the Treasury. I don't agree with that. We have $2 million set aside for economic development that we could use for this. We've decided to insert the general fund language in the bill. Now the $2 million for economic development will sit. It's already been appropriated with previous year's funding. For that reason, I won't support it.
Anyone else in regards to ONCA 16111? Congressman Shaw.
I support the Blue Stem Ranch Board, and I'll be voting no for this bill. But it should be important not to construe a no vote as meaning you don't support the ranch board. Really, nothing could be further from the truth. As you may recall, $2 million was appropriated just a few months ago. We have approved their plan of operation, but as of yet, there's still no lease. We don't know for sure whether there will be a lease or any land for the ranch board to manage. And they have $2 million now. To send yet another million in such an uncertain atmosphere as to what their role will be, will they get a lease, how much land will they have, they already have $2 million. I just don't see how you can justify an additional $1 million at this time. It may be that at a later time with new information or so forth, maybe that could be justified. But the $2 million that the ranch board has now, and they're still just starting out to find out what they actually will be managing, I think it's premature. And, you know, I believe I heard the sponsor of the bill say earlier, and I'd be happy for her to correct me if I'm misspeaking, but I believe she quoted that the chairman of the board had stated that she wasn't sure they needed it. So there's some uncertainty about whether that's really required right now. So I'll be voting no.
Anyone else? Congresswoman Buffalo.
Well, I had a conversation with the chairman of this board, and and this was very, very early on. I believe this was right after they received their first appropriation, and she specifically said, we thought we were going to get more money. Do you know anything about that? And I said, we had discussed a $3 million appropriation in the very beginning, and that was always the talk. At the time, that was going to come out of the general fund, because we didn't establish that economic development fund until the same session. I would like to grow that fund a little bit more. That's where I would like money to go. We already know that the utility board needs that money. They've already put work into a feasibility study. So if we take the money from the economic development fund and appropriate it to Blue Stem, then we're not going to have enough money for what the utility board needs to do, and they need to get started on some things also. So I'm okay with this coming out of the general fund. I would urge you to reconsider your no vote if that's how you're voting, and it's going towards something that we all said we would support not more than 4 or 5 months ago, when several of us sat at the table and said we were comfortable with $3 million. That is what they were guesstimating at the time they said they would need. And I don't think anything has changed other than, yes, they have a plan and they're not really sure how they're going to execute it, but these individuals are 100% committed to trying to really do something great and profitable with what they have. So I urge you to vote yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? For or against ONCA 16111? Congressman Supranoff.
Come out of the general fund. And you never know what's going through people's minds, but I talked to Dr. Shaw about this, and I said, I think we ought to take it out of the general fund, because it's there. And he told me, oh, well, we can just go back and get it later if we need it. And I said, I don't know. You know, you've heard this old saying, lightning never strikes twice in the same place. And the reason for that is because the same place isn't there anymore. If we leave this money in the general fund, I think there's already designs of somebody grabbing that money off. And I don't know what they are, but I don't think that money will be there if we leave it there and then take $1 million out of the economic development. Last night or yesterday, I think one of our congressmen said, you know, we haven't done anything for economic development this session. Well, we've been so focused because we've had such a lack of cooperation from the executive branch that we've been focused on short-term needs, and we haven't even got time to think about long-term sustainability. I think we ought to put this $1 million in there. It's not earmarked for leasing. It doesn't have to be used for that. We were always going to put more money in there. We thought we were. We gave them $2 million to get started on, under the assumption that they would be started by now. But they've had the same kind of stonewalling that we've faced. They're having problems. I think they're going to end up with something, and I think they're going to need this money. We all got up last night in front of the whole world and told everyone how we supported this Blue Stem Ranch, and then here we are the next day. So, well, we didn't mean all that. We didn't mean that literally. I think we ought to give this money.
Thank you. Anyone else for or against ONCA 16111? Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, these people on this ranch board, they're home people here. We all know these people a lot of our whole lives. I know they would not come here asking for this additional money unless they really needed it. They're the most honest, frugal, money-conscious people that I think could be chosen to run this operation. And if it's going to work, it's up to us to help them make it work. Yeah, we don't know. Yeah, we don't know exactly how this is going to work yet. But I know one thing. You got 5 good people in there that can make it work if they have the tools they need. Thank you.
Anyone else? For or against bill number ONCA 16111? Seeing none. Congresswoman Whitehorn, make
questions. I first want to address a question that I was directly asked by Congressman Shaw when he made the statement that the chair said that they really didn't need the money. In my talk, I don't really recall conveying that message. I think the chair and the board feels like the $2 million, they're going to make that $2 million work, whatever the circumstances are. It was never their intention to really come and ask for another $1 million until quite possibly they were hit with the idea that they might have to lease their property to be able to operate on it. So that was a factor that weighed into me going ahead and putting this bill before Congress for this additional $1 million appropriation. And it all stems from conversations that they had with in the executive offices about other people and entities desiring to lease that acreage from the nation to put an operation on. And there were some numbers thrown out of what some of the offers had been. And by my calculations, when I had this conversation, could be as much as $750,000. Of course, I don't have any documents. That's just the course of the conversation I had with the board members when they were talking about filling out a request for proposal to use this acreage, which part of that request would be to make an offer of what they would pay for the use of the land. So I wanted to clear that up, first of all. I see it kind of senseless to from where we came, thinking that this board was going to be the managers of Blue Stem Ranch for all purposes, and they were going to be able to run their operation on this land. And I think the discussions we had as Congress was at a very, very low cost. I think some people threw a dollar lease for them to operate on. So that was our understanding, and I believe it was their understanding too as a board. The $2 million that we did appropriate during the hunk of session for them, when the sponsor put that $2 million bill in, I supported it. If he would have put a $3 million bill in for the operations and the startup for a ranch, I would have supported that amount too. 40,000 acres is a lot of acres to get a startup for a ranching operation. Basically, all we own is the land and the fence and the houses that are there. Everything else that they need for an operation, the livestock, the rolling stock, they're going to have to purchase. So I would have supported a $3 million purchase. If it comes down that they don't have to pay the nation a lease to use this property, they'll put $1 million to good use to grow a ranching operation out there. So I'm very confident in that. Congressman Supernaw was a gentleman and came to me and asked me before he put the amendment in to take it out of the general treasury if I would support that, and he told me his reasons why, and I did support that, and all of Congress did support that because it got, well, not all of Congress, but the majority of Congress did, because it got amended into this bill. I was the one that also established, and with along with this body, I can't do anything by myself, but I put in for that economic development fund that we did establish in the hunt session that $2 million went into. And I support that too. I think it makes sense to let that fund grow. We have been presented projects by the Tallgrass Board that they have economic development needs and needs for money. The Osage Nation Utility Board has presented us, to me, a very exciting presentation that they might possibly need to tap into that fund too. And $2 million really, it's a lot of money, but to get a viable business that's going to have a return, it really is, it's a small drop in the bucket for a business startup. So I'm for protecting that fund and trying to get it to grow. In fact, we just passed out a bill to establish the Osage Nation Retained Revenue Fund, which I 100% support. I think we need to do that, and I think part of our conversations about that is at a later date to maybe put a companion bill in that would guide some of that, what do we call it now? I'm not used, unobligated funds, that would guide some of a percentage of those unobligated funds into the economic development fund, and a portion of them would go into the unobligated fund to be used for different purposes. So I know this covers a lot, but I support this ranch board. I support us getting a ranching operation going. I support food sovereignty for the Osage Nation. Many tribes have stepped into it. I think locally grown food to support our membership, to make profit off of, to support our elders. I talked to an elder today that since payment is so low, has been faced with possibly having to sell her family allotment property. We need to help our elders. So, and it's up to this body to try to assure that we have the economic means to do so, and that we have good legislation that could possibly put food in our elders' freezers and pantries. I don't know how that'll work, but if we don't, we need to support it, we need to move forward towards that. I urge your support of this. I believe it'll be money that is examined and spent well. I also want to close with one more thing. Yesterday, we repealed the commercial property fund, which is where the lease revenues go for all of our properties. That I promised you I will work on that, and I did. The purpose of that was I didn't want all that money to go and get stuck in that commercial property fund. If this is, these are all ifs. If this request for proposal has to happen, I want this body to have the ability to appropriate whatever big sums of money come out. So I know that covered a lot, but I urge your support for this this bill. And thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Question is, shall Bill ONCA 16-111 pass?
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bufflehead.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
No.
Congressman Supernaw.
Yes.
Second Speaker Hamilton.
Yes. Bill number ONCA 16-111 passes. Next is the alternate effective date. Any discussion related to the alternate effective date? Seeing none, all in favor of the alternate effective date, signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
All those opposed? Alternate effective date passes. ONCA 16-111 is deferred to enrollment. Next, we are at Bill number ONCA 16-115. An act to authorize and appropriate $358,304 for the payment of base pay and special adjustments in accordance with the Merit System of Employment to direct Human Resources Department to administer and direct the awards in accordance with the Merit System of Employment and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Edwards, you are the sponsor. How would you like to proceed?
Split time.
Thank you. Last year, you will recall that this Congress, I would say, succeeded in appropriating funds at a level that did not provide for a wage increase, a base pay increase for the, it was supposed to be for all the employees of the nation. Because of what I think are some flaws in the current system, it turns out that after the fact we hear that some employees actually did get a pay increase, although that was not the intent of Congress. And then we hear that actually some of the folks that aren't even subject to the merit employment system got salary increases. Coupled with that is what I'm calling trumped up, top down budgeting. Why do I call it that? Because we're being told now, well, actually, I borrowed it from Hillary Clinton. But she was talking about trickle down economics, and I'm talking about budgeting. But we're told, you appropriate us a sum of money and we'll go budget. Everybody in this room has heard that. You appropriate us a sum of money and we'll go budget it. Well, under that philosophy, what guarantee is there that this year the employees of the nation will get a base rate increase or a merit increase? As a result of what I call the trumped up, top-down budgeting approach, I filed a bill that provided an appropriation for a specific purpose, which in my belief, that's what all our appropriation bills are intended to do. But we've heard, by the way, we don't recognize any of the line items that you put in appropriation bills. So if you put a certain number in there for salaries, we may or may not appropriate that money. We may not spend that money on salaries. We might spend it on something else, and we've seen it. We appropriated money for salaries in the education division last year that bought a building. It's not a secret. Right out there in public. And that was not the intent of Congress either. So, this bill appropriates amount of money, $358,304, for a specific purpose, to pay base pay increases to merited employees. It's administered through the Human Resources Department, and it's appropriated to by branch. This is the amount of money, and if you read the committee report, you'll see from a committee intent where the committee looked at it, that this was an amount that was told to us by the Human Resources Department, which is what has been budgeted. I think the Human Resources Department might actually not be budgeting after they get money, but this is what's been budgeted in the past. Now, why do I think it's a good idea to pay base pay increases? Number one, many of the employees have not had a base pay increase in 3 to 4 years. Number two, the principal chief changed healthcare providers on us this year. Number three, as a result of that change, the employees are going to be asked to pay additional sums to have health insurance. Number four, the deductible period that for this insurance starts on October 1st. So this year, anybody that is on the health insurance plan doesn't get the benefit of the 12 months. If they've met their deductible, they don't get the benefit of the next 3 months to seek their health care and not have to pay deductible. They're getting ready to pay deductible, as I understand it, starting on October 1st. That's a lot of added burden on many people that live paycheck to paycheck. I believe these things to be true, but I can't tell you with any certainty because no one came over here to talk to us from the people that made these decisions. I don't understand it. I can't explain it. It's certainly not the way I think that this government should be running, and it's very frustrating. You've heard me say this is the worst session that I've ever been in. I'm not kidding anybody. We've had spats before, but a lot of that was in infancy. We're 10 years into this government, And we're now being told, as a Congress, you give us an amount of money and we'll spend it how we want. That's no protection at all for the employees of our nation. As I indicated, this bill is a sum of money that we have. Again, it's not a secret that we have a lot less money in our treasury this year than we had last year, coming from gaming distribution. It's not a secret that we've committed ourselves to a loan that's going to prioritize how casino revenues spent for many years to come. This is a good way for the Congress to be able to see exactly how much money we're spending on base pay increases every year. It's not found in a little budget here and a little budget there. It's a lump sum, and then once it gets paid out, it will be on the anniversary date if the merit bill stands, or I guess it'll be on October 1st if it doesn't, which I think is not in keeping with how the Human Resources Department told us they wanted to do this. But we'll be able to track this and we'll be able to see this in light of our financial wherewithal, so I would encourage support. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else for or against ONCA 16-115? Congressman Walker.
Believe me, it would be a lot easier if I just voted my conscience and went home, but a lot of times if I don't, then people would wonder why I voted against certain things. I'll be voting no on this because this feels like an attempt and an effort for the Congress to control something else. In this instance, it's the merit bonuses for employees. Okay, there was a discussion with the Human Resources Director. He went along with it. Could have been because he saw it as an opportunity to ensure that the merit bonuses were incorporated in a budget. But I don't know. But the other thing that comes to mind is the Constitution states that we pass a budget for each branch. Not a budget that has all three branches. This has the executive branch, the legislative branch, and the judicial branch's merit bonuses in there. I just can't agree with that. And it's the same comments for the next bill. I'll be voting no for as well.
Thank you. Anyone else for or against ONCA 16-115? Congresswoman Bufflehead.
Supporting this bill. I think that if we were only putting money in there for the executive branch and not the other two branches, I could see maybe someone saying, well, it's not fair, it's not right. And that's not the case here. The Human Resources Department, every place I've ever worked at, is the entity that takes care of merit and pay raises, not a program or service. It all starts at the Human Resources Department. That's a large part of their job. Getting evaluations, working with payroll, implementing merit, implementing pay raises. So this is not anything that is unheard of. It's widely practiced. The fact that we stuck in judicial and legislative, well, we should, because the HR department manages, or should be managing, I think, our staff salaries merit as well. That's where it all comes from, or where it should. So I'm going to support this, and I would encourage you all to vote yes as well. And it's important to mention that not one cent was taken out of the numbers, the total numbers that we got from all of these divisions' budgets. every single cent that they said they needed for merit and pay increase went into this bill, which, yes, happens to be a different appropriated amount that goes to the HR department, but I don't know that Congresswoman Edwards said that, and I think that that needs to be noted. There was no decrease. Every cent went in, and the HR department needs to administer it. And so I would encourage you to vote yes for this. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else for or against ONCA 16-115? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of Congress. I support this bill. I don't see it exactly how Congressman Walker sees it. There's funds appropriated for each branch of government within this bill. There's one holding place, which is the HR department, who we use. We pay IDC. Judicial branch plays IDC into the IDC cost pool, which funds our human resources department. All of our employee evaluations are held there. All of our employee records are held there. We're supposed to have a merit-based employment system, which we've worked on, and has it passed out yet? And it's passed out. I think what got us into the lawsuit last year is we were seeking to know how much we spend annually, not because we wanted to control the base pay adjustments. We wanted to know where they were, how much they were. There was we had no means to find that information out when we requested that information. It's important to see the health of our nation. It's important to see how our employees thrive under while they do the work of the nation, or how they move and advance themselves, how they go to school and get base pay. It's important for us to see those things as we appropriate funds for the nation. I want to make sure that people are fairly compensated. I want to know for sure that the employee that hasn't had a raise in 4 years, there's an HR department that's going to see that their raise is administrated when they get it. That's the way this is going to happen, is for it to be under the guidance of an HR department who sees over those types of things. I urge your support on this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else in regards to ONCA 16-115? Yeah, 55 seconds.
Talk fast.
I just want to say that the money that we were told was available for base pay increases was purportedly spread out in many bills. I believe when the deductions were made, the reductions were made, that money came out of those division bills. So if you don't support this bill, there may very well not be any money available for base pay increases. Second, to my way of thinking, given the way everything is going, this is the only way you can guarantee that there are base pay funds available for our employees, our merited employees. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, the question is, shall Bill number ONCA 16-115 pass?
Congressman Walker.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supernaw.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Second Speaker Hamilton.
Yes. Bill passes. Next is the alternate effective date. Any discussion in regards to the alternate effective date? Seeing none, all in favor of the alternate effective date, please signify by saying yes.
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 All those opposed? Alternate effective date passes. ONCA 16-115 will refer to enrollment. Next, we are bill number ONCA 16-116. An act to authorize and appropriate $428,408 for the payment of performance recognition bonuses based on merit and establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Edwards, you are the sponsor. How would you like to proceed?
Split. Much like the previous bill, this is a bill that appropriates a lump sum for merit performance. Well, performance recognition based on merit. It's $428,408. Again, it is divided up, and it includes funds that we need to pay in for into the indirect cost pool, if you will, that's going to be reallocated back out to divisions that are funded out of reallocated tribal funds, known as indirect costs. The law, the current law, and the law that we passed says that merit recognition is not a salary increase. It's a one-time payment. So it only makes sense to me that money needs to be administered through the Human Resources Department, and we need to make it clear that's not a base pay increase. The amount that's available can fluctuate from year to year. This amount, we are told, is 1.5% of the total amount of salaries and wages. It's something that the Human Resources, again, and I think that was pointed out by Congresswoman Buffalohead, this is all pursuant to a way that the Human Resources Department, in conjunction with the individual departments, the individual branches, work with their employees to recognize merit. It also has some funds in there for non-financial recognition so that the Human Resources Department, and they talked to us about this, might do such things as provide gift certificates to employees or provide food, some sort of restaurant certificates, or some of the things that they might do. Well, those are going to cost money. So it's in here. It's for merit. And it's not to be spent for any other purpose. And I think that it was important for us to carve this out again and make very clear that this is what it's for. It's for no other purpose, and it needs to be spent. And it says specifically, disbursement of this appropriation is for its stated purpose. So I would ask you to support this. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else for or against ONCA 16-116? Seeing none?
Done.
You waive your time. The question is, shall bill number ONCA 16-116 pass?
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethelhead?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Norris?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congressman Shaw?
Yes.
Congressman Supermont?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
No.
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Yes. Bill passes. Next, the alternate effective date. Any discussion in regards to the alternate effective date? Seeing none, all in favor of the alternate effective date, please signify by saying yes.
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 All those opposed, alternate effective date passes. Bill referred to enrollment. Next, we are resolution number ONCR 16-44. A resolution to support the submission of an economic development and minerals program grant application to the Department of Energy and Economic Development on behalf of the Osage Nation Meadows Council, pursuant to Public Law 93638. Congresswoman Buffalohead, you are the sponsor. How would you like to proceed?
So moved.
Congresswoman
next two resolutions are courtesy sponsors for the executive branch that I agreed to. And we have spoken with the Minerals Council Chairman Waller, and the Minerals Council is supporting ONCR 1644, and the next resolution we will vote on ONCR 1645, so I urge your support. Thank you.
Anyone else? For or against ONCR 16-44? Seeing none. Did you split your time, or did you just want to open?
I'm going with the rest of my time.
Okay, time is waived. Questionnaire shall bill ONCR 1644 pass.
Congresswoman Bufflehead.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supernaw.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Second Speaker Hamilton.
Yes. ONCR 1644 passes. It'll be referred to enrollment. Next. ONCR 16-45, a resolution to support the submission of a tribal energy development capacity grant application to the Department of Energy and Economic Development on behalf of the Osage Nation Minerals Council pursuant to Public Law 93-638. Congresswoman Buffett, you are the sponsor. I would like to proceed. I was waiting. Anyone else in regards to ONCR 16-45? Seeing none, all in. Seeing none, questionnaire shall ONCR 16-45 pass.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Morris.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supernaw.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehem.
Yes.
Second Speaker Hamilton.
Yes. Resolution passes. Will be referred to enrollment. Now we are on motions and notices. Congressman Shaw.
I'd like to make a motion that the Congress begin its nomination and election procedure for the next Speaker of the Congress.
Second.
All in favor of the motion, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed? Motion passes. We are in nominations.
Floor is open for nominations for the position of Speaker. Congressman Maker.
I nominate Second Speaker Otto Hamilton.
Are there any other nominations?
Madam Clerk.
Yes, ma'am.
I nominate Congresswoman Pratt.
Are there any other nominations? Seeing none without objection, nominations will cease. We'll vote on Congressman Hamilton first. With a show of hands, all those in favor of Congressman Hamilton being the Speaker of Congress. Okay. With a show of hands, of all those coming or electing Congresswoman Pratt to be the next Speaker of Congress. Okay.
Social Services Committee meeting tomorrow. Scheduled time from 2. My eyes are getting bad. Is that 2:15 to 3:15?
2:45 to 3:15.
2:45 to 3:15? I bet that's not right.
That could be incorrect.
Well, there's a health meeting tomorrow sometime in the afternoon.
Okay, and then Councilman Buffalohead?
Government ops is scheduled to meet immediately following session four.
Congressman Shaw?
Appropriations Committee, 3:30 to 5 tomorrow afternoon.
Congressman Supernaw?
Congress will meet from 1 to 3. We've got pretty full plate, plus 2 confirmation examinations.
Thank you. Congresswoman Edwards?
Move to adjourn until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Second.
Motion's made and seconded to adjourn without objection. We're adjourned.